Okay, I'm talking this afternoon with Cornelius K. Peters of Aylmer. They call you Taco Peters sometimes,
yeah.
Is that right?
Tortilla Peters.
Tortilla Peters. Okay, and that's a good way to identify
or you. Or Cucumber Peters.
When were you born?
1934.
What's the date?
2nd of February.
Okay. Now, your parents came to Mexico from Canada, Manitoba or something?
Yeah, from Manitoba. My mom came from Saskatchewan, my dad came from Manitoba.
Oh, what was your dad's name?
Jacob Peters.
Jacob Peters. not Jacob J. Peters.
No, Jacob F. Peters.
F.
Yeah. Okay. He was 13 years old at the time.
When he came?
When he went to Mexico.
What year was that, you know?
1922.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
My mom came in 1928, went to Mexico.
From Saskatchewan. Where in Saskatchewan was she?
And Swift Current.
Oh, in the south there.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, your father then, where did he live, first of all, when he came to Mexico? Where did he settle?
And he settled in Mihars.
That's Manitoba Plum.
Yeah, Manitoba Plum.
Okay. And and then they got married there then?
No, they settled in Mihars, but then they moved to Kansas, mm-hmm. with a climate at the time there.
Okay.
Van Dyck, Duahan, being a high move a little bit later.
What on Foxy Duahan?
I don't know. But
were they short of land over in Niehorst?
I can't tell you that.
You don't know?
No, okay. I don't know that.
And then they moved to, they were married and moved to Kansas? To Kansas?
There. No, they married in Kansas.
Oh, they met each other there.
They met each other there, yeah.
Were her parents there too?
Yeah, but that time my mom's parents was there too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they bought a nice farm there, you know, my mom's parents, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, they was wealthy, really wealthy at the time.
I see.
And they bought a nice farm there. But the both of my grandparents didn't want to stay in Mexico. We both wanted to go, my grandfathers wanted to come to Canada.
Your grandfather?
Yeah, uh-huh. Both of them.
They had originally immigrated in 1922.
Yeah. Well, my...
In 28.
My mom's grandfather, father was, they went to Mexico in 28.
Yeah, okay. And then they wanted, the grandparents wanted to go back to Canada then?
We both wanted to go back, but only the grandfathers. The grandmothers wanted to stick to the religion.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You know, a lot of people get this thing mixed up. They think that in Mexico, the old colonia, they think the men got everything to say, the woman got nothing to say.
Uh-huh.
But that's just the opposite. If you look at the preacher's side of it, you know, high up, the preachers got the wives on their name, so they teach them at home what to say and what not to say, you know, like you have to have a big interview when you come home, you know. You know, a lot of people can't see that because not in the public.
Oh, yeah, but the wife has a very strong influence.
Yeah, because anybody, like that's one reason they came to Canada, a lot of people, you know, or they went to Bolivia, you know, because their wives, I don't know if I'm saying this on the tape here, their wives, their men are sick of the religion, you know. You want to get something different, you know. You want to get their wives away from that religion, you know. Mm-hmm. But in order to do it, they have to move, because it's pretty hard for them to stay there, you know. Because both my grandmothers didn't want to come to Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Even my grandmother wouldn't go to Canada after my grandfather was shot. That's how she would stick to the religion, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who was your grandfather?
Jacob F. Peters.
Jacob F. Peters. Oh, yeah.
No, Jacob J. Peters.
Jacob J. Peters.
Jacob F. Peters is my dad.
Yeah, okay. And Jacob F. Peters would be the brother to Cornelius F.
Yeah.
Peters over here on Water Street.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So they never, the grandparents never came to Canada again then?
No, they never came to Canada.
Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. Then you then grew up in Kansas there then?
No, we moved to Saucito, they call it.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But My dad was the first one that got the Nutrilus from Elknia.
Oh.
About the tractor, rubber tire tractor.
Rubber tire tractor.
Not the start. See, the start of it when he got it, that's not the way it started. You know, like in 1935 or 36, he was going to move to Canada. But my mom wouldn't go because they wouldn't give him a Nutrilus by that time. So my mom wanted to stay in Mexico. She
didn't
want to
be excommunicated. Yeah.
Yeah. And through all that, you know, because my mom would stick so much to the religion, my dad started to be a drunk, you know, just drinking more and more and more and all the time. You know. So he was drunk and he always was outside. He never went to church for about 20 years, 25 years. So we always had trucks. Quite a few problems went through, you know. So finally, we moved from Sausito, we moved outside of the colony, about 30 miles outside. We moved about 70 miles.
Oh, yeah.
So then we were among the Mexicans, in a way, but we moved on a big ranch. You
know. Oh, yes. Where was that?
Rosario, they call it.
Okay.
But at that time the roads was really bad in Mexico, you know, but we always had trucks, you know, like a big road up there.
With big trucks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But our community, what we had, more or less, that was among the Olknia, among the Zamafala, and we went quite a few times to the Hulman.
Mm. And you got to know all those people because of your trucking business?
Yeah, of the trucking and the visit in the same way, you know. Because we weren't too welcome with the whole thing, but lots of them. Mm-hmm. And where I seen it, you know, that the things there seem different, because through all the years, like my dad, sometimes, you know, he would allow anybody, like a missionary, he would allow to come in the house and speak something, you know, where my mom wasn't.
Oh, yeah. She was a stronger old colony than you.
Yeah. But anybody would do that, you know, in Mexico. You know, if it comes to that point, then it's different, you know.
How do you mean?
You know, like if it comes to the point where you, where it comes to have something to do with religion, you know, or something, then the woman show how strong they are, you know. Then they show their strong point, mm-hmm. what they have, you know. That's why a lot of people don't really want to get away from something. That's why a lot of them moving out of Mexico, not only to Canada, to Bolivia, or any place, you know. Because they're just a second thing, you know. Mm-hmm. Because their husbands are second, you know. You know. And
so the husbands want to take control again, in a way.
They want to get control again, you know. That still looks like the husbands are the bosses, you know. But it's only up to a certain point, you know. But as soon as it comes to religion, you know. Mm-hmm. No, the woman don't supposed to speak up in the churches, you know. Mm-hmm. Not unless to the just individual to the preacher, you know, so on.
Now you said your father had trucks a lot. Did you have a trucking business?
No, we were just farming and, well, also truck, you know, selling and buying.
Oh, bringing trucks in to sell?
He always sold trucks. He always was dealing back and forth.
Who did he sell them to?
Anybody.
Mostly Mennonites or mostly Mexican?
No, the trucks was mostly going to Mexicans.
Mennonites but wouldn't buy them then, would they?
Not at the time. The Zamafala, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. But the old colony, not?
No.
What about the Kleinigemeinde? The Kleinigemeinde?
Oh, yeah, he deals with them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you help then at home? Or what kind of work did you do?
Well, I was mostly driving the tractor. Like, we grew quite a bit, you know, like, we never had less than 200 acres and up to 2,000, you know.
Up to 2,000?
Yeah. What we was crops.
What kind of crops would you have?
Mostly oats. Oats and corn, potatoes, beans.
Oh.
But mostly oats.
Mostly oats. What were the oats used for? Where did you sell them?
Yes, yeah, sell them in the markets. Lots of market for it.
For oats?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's interesting. Okay, and then you stayed at home then all the time before you were married?
Until I was married, yeah.
And then you worked for your dad?
I always worked for my dad, except one year before I was married, I went to Manitoba.
Oh, when? What year was that?
In 56. I went to Manitoba, and I got baptized there. The Zomafella.
Zomafella?
Yeah.
Oh, say.
Yeah. That was before the Rhinelander event, just before they came up.
1956, you say?
Yeah.
Okay. You just before the Rhinelander church started, you mean?
Yeah,
there.
Started, yeah.
And then you were baptized by the old colony there then?
No.
Well, by the Zomerfelder.
Zomerfelder.
Okay. Now, just explain to me, when you refer to Rhinelander, what do you mean? You don't mean the old colony in Manitoba now? There's a separate church called the Rhinelander?
Yeah, but they were all one church then, the Zomerfelder and the Rhinelander.
Oh, and Zomerfelder and Rhinelander were one church?
Yeah.
Okay, but there was a separate old colony church though too, right?
No, there wasn't. The Rhinelander, you know, actually the Rhinelander, that's the old colony of Mexico, that's the Rhinelander. He left that name back there. These people took it over.
I see. Okay. Okay, and you were baptized in the Zomerfelder church,
yeah,
then?
Yeah, Zomerfelder.
Oh, yeah.
Jan Friesen.
Oh, Friesen von Lofon. Okay. Why did you get baptized in there, in Manitoba? Why not Mexico, let's say?
Well, we were living here in Canada, you know. And at the time, I only thought, you know, like the old Canadian and the Zomerfelder, that were the good ones. So it was, I didn't think there was any church good enough here to baptize, so I went to Manitoba. And because we were good welcome in Montezuma in Mexico, you know.
Oh, yeah. And you
because
went
they always treated us good, you know.
Yeah. So you had already been been living here in Ontario then a little bit,
yeah,
when you went to Manitoba to get, yeah, baptized. And that year, you say you didn't work at home. Where did you work then in Manitoba?
I worked at the low farm there. It was called Tanner's Place.
Oh, yeah.
On the farm.
Oh, and you were working on, helping on the farm, then,
yeah,
driving tractor and things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was for 1 year.
Yeah, well, that's the summer.
Just the summer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, then, when did you come to Ontario, first of all, from Mexico?
50, actually we came in 1954, you know.
Oh? Just for a visit?
Yeah, in a way, but we came with the notion we wanted to stay here.
Okay. In 54?
Yeah, 54.
Yeah. And
we stayed here for 2 months.
Oh, and then you went back to Mexico.
Yeah. In fact, the whole family, I was at home yet.
Yeah, you went with your mom and dad,
yeah,
then. And what did you do here those two months?
Worked a little bit among the peaches and a little bit in tobacco, but very little. We didn't come here to make money.
Just to visit. Look around.
I think we all together, we only made about $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
Between the eight of us.
Oh, yeah. You had heard about Ontario by then already? That people,
yeah,
were living here, or what?
Yeah, I had two uncles that came here.
Who were they?
Cornelius Peters was one,
yeah,
but then I had David Klassen,
okay,
from my mom's brother, you know.
Oh.
And he was living in Hawkesville, Kitchener, you know, around Kitchener.
Yeah.
And he was here before that, you know, I think a year before that or 2 years.
Is he the man who was killed in Paraguay a year ago?
No.
No?
He still lives.
He went
back to Mexico after he was a few years here, because his wife died here and he went back to Mexico.
To get married.
And he, well, not only that, but he got married.
And he stayed there then.
Yeah.
Okay. Dave Klassen.
Dave Klassen, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So they were the first ones, you say, who came out here?
They came out here, yeah.
Okay. And when did they come, the Klassens?
I think they came a year before we did.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe 2 years.
Okay. But very close,
yeah,
then. And you had heard from them that...
Yeah, they wrote letters back and forth.
And they said it was nice here.
Yeah.
And then you decided to come up for a visit and see what it was like.
Yeah, we came up for a visit. But our whole trip to come to Canada was a different story, you know, because my dad was drinking so much. Like, we were well off in Mexico. Not rich, but well off, you know. But my dad was drinking so much, you know. And I don't think he minds if I say it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to get him out of it, you know. In Canada, it's supposed to be so good, you know, no drunks. And then finally we decided at least he has to get new friends or something. Mm-hmm. That was one reason.
I see.
That was the biggest reason.
And so the family kind of tried to change the surroundings for Father. Then.
Yeah.
And then you were for 2 months here, and then you went back for how long?
7 months.
Okay, which 2 months were you here, do you remember?
July and August.
That was 55, 54.
54, yeah.
Okay, July and August 54.
Yeah.
And then you came again in 55.
Yeah.
When was that?
In February, maybe you only was there 6 months.
Yeah. Well, February of 55, then you came again.
Yeah.
Then you stayed permanently?
Yeah.
How did you travel back and forth?
My dad bought a new pickup at the time in Mexico.
And you all,
first
the whole family was on there?
Yeah.
How many were there in the family?
Eight. Children?
So you're all in the back of the pickup then?
Back in front, yeah.
Yeah. How long did the trip take, do you remember?
No, it didn't take too long. 4 days, you know.
4 days. Did you have papers ready coming in here?
Yeah, Canadian papers, yeah.
Before you left Mexico,
yeah.
You already had them?
Yeah.
So it was no problem?
No problem.
Coming in, you were Canadian citizens?
Yeah, we were, but my oldest brother had to, we both had to make them afterwards, we had to go through it, you know.
Oh, yeah, but the parents had the Canadian papers?
Oh, yeah.
And where did you come here then when you came in 55? Here to Aylmer or
no,
elsewhere?
No, we went to Kitchener, to Hucksville first.
To Hucksville first?
Yeah, and from there we went to Port Road.
How long were you in Hucksville?
Only a few months, okay. 3-4 months. Mm-hmm. Then me and my dad, we went back, we brought the pickup back to Mexico. We sold it there and then we came back with the bus.
Oh.
After a few months.
That was before summer then?
Yeah, before summer.
That was just to get rid of the truck then?
Yeah, to get rid of
get
the truck.
Get a good price for it out there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And by that time you decided to stay here?
By that time my dad bought a farm here in Port Rowan.
Oh. At Port Rowan?
Yeah.
Right close by Port Rowan?
Yeah, just about 4 miles east of Port Rowan, west of Port Rowan.
Is your dad still alive today?
Yeah, he lives here now.
What's his name?
Jacob Peters.
Oh, yeah. And then he had the farm. What did you grow on there?
Corn. Mostly corn.
Mostly corn, yeah.
And I tried to have pigs, you know.
Oh, yeah. And how long did they have the farm?
Oh, for about 10 years. Oh, yeah. You had one farm, then you bought some more land there, you know. You had 160 acres there at one time. Mm-hmm.
So then shortly thereafter, after you got here, 55, you came in the second time. And then in 56, you went to Manitoba.
Yeah.
And did you meet your wife there then, or
no.
You'd met in Kansas already?
No.
Where did you meet your wife?
I met her in 50 after I came back from Manitoba when I got baptized. I bought a truck, you know, but I couldn't speak English then yet, very little, because we went among the Mennonites in Port Rowan. And then when I came back from Manitoba, I decided I wanted to haul peaches. Mm. So I bought a truck. And the guy loaded me up there on this side of Port Rowan, you know, that's west of Port Rowan. There's a load of peaches. And I took off for Toronto. And I was in Toronto before. I trucked some peaches in Toronto here.
Yeah.
And then? And then, truck fall and flew in Toronto. And I couldn't lesen. Oh, English. I couldn't even read.
And you hadn't been in Toronto before?
No. So I was there with a load of peaches, you know. And I stopped and I seen the policeman. I had a piece of paper where I want to go, you know. And I couldn't find the streets and I ended up in the small streets, you know. And I stopped and I wanted to ask the policeman for directions. So the policeman, as soon as I started, he said, "Can't you read a sign? No heavy trucks." So then I looked at the sign again, you know, and then heavy, I know what it means, you know. So then I know I didn't supposed to travel on that road. So I seen the policeman a second time, you know, and it was parked on a one-way street, the wrong way. Mm-hmm. And I asked the policeman, I was going to ask him for directions, you know. And he said, "Can't you read a sign one way?" So he came and stopped the traffic and let me back out when I took off. You know. So he wouldn't give me no ticket. I don't got no ticket. Then I went to the garage and he told me where to go and I wasn't too far away, so I found a place. Mm-hmm. So, but it was a little hard, you know.
Yeah.
Not the easiest target. But and then I kept the truck for that year and I hauled tomatoes and later and I hauled corn, you know. And then I started buying tomatoes from the field tomatoes. And I took a load down to Toronto. And after I bought them, you know, the fella gave me a field of tomatoes and I hired a guy. I took a load down to Toronto and I made $1,000 out of it on one load for profit. Oh. Because I put them in boxes and baskets, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Then I came back and I got a bigger load on it. And then I went back to Toronto. By that time, everything was froze here, you know, as soon as I had them on a truck, you know. I took them to Toronto. I lost $600.
Ooh.
But anyways, as soon as the winter was over, I went to Mexico.
What year was that?
In 56.
56?
Yeah.
You'd already been in Manitoba?
Yeah. Just before Christmas, I went to Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
And one reason...
With your truck, or...?
Not, no.
Just by
my Uncle Dave's truck, the one that died.
Dave Clausen?
Dave Peters.
Dave Peters, I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
With the one-ton truck. Mm-hmm. Like before I had just a three-ton truck. And actually, the reason I went to Mexico, you know, like I didn't have no girlfriend there or anything. But the reason I went for it, you know, there wasn't an elderly man, you know. Well, he was at that time maybe in the 50s. And he was at one time mad at me, you know. And I figured always, you know, in my heart I had to straighten it up with him. You know, so we would love each other, you know. Mm-hmm. That was about something he didn't know, you know. No use going into detail.
Yeah.
But that was the reason I went to Mexico. And there was a family here that wanted to go down there too, you know. So I could put everything up so nobody else would know what the reason was.
Sure.
And what the result of it, and then I had a family coming back. First, the family that they took into to El Paso that went to Manitoba. Then a family that went back wanted to go to Canada. They feed a family in Mexico. And on, Fuita Hindar, what's called Hustavik. Dying from Yalos of Los, the Exxon Truck Home. And on Fruit of Yazavir, and the year that saw the Einifan, the Utsmin Fru, the Yabroda, the Vim Ishtama Mogans. And on Kriya de Mihan, I'll bless him, three of those.
Yeah.
And that's what I had and on over there I put on Zendach with the K.
You think the first in Jung then spazier, huh?
Yeah. And then we had then the food that I can't mean food, but I can't have more, but I guess that is me.
Oh.
And then Stalifir. And then did it on his side along and poor way feeder, so then arrange we and trap that say, okay, here one, but I can't put here.
Then had you already marked them before you then?
No, then did I them with Zartan with Ishmo.
Oh, yeah. But then poor back Lothar?
Then they met in food that they arranged that they wouldn't have come. They would land on here.
Oh, okay, I understand.
And then brought it there. And then the red without the brand food, now here's noch einmal three darts. Came here, now here's she here. Now food, noch zweimal darts. Came here.
Then the family is here, Hambrini?
Then, yeah.
And then ein von den zwei Mal dann kommt die dicken Familie dann.
Da wird drei Mal.
Oh. Und bei dann halt so diese Marie auch getan dann auch.
Ja. Und dann ist wie hier wir dann an der 57, da wir dann um 57 immer Krall wieder. Mhm. Und da fuhr wir nur mal in Tauber, da fiel ich dann nur mal in Tauber.
Die ganze Familie?
No, bloß meine Frau ist dann noch ein Jahr wieder.
Ja.
Okay, ja. Ihr Futter.
Oh,
Da fuhr ich noch mal in Taube, da wohl seid, da wohl da wie mein Futter.
Oh, ja, manke Sommerfalle.
Ja, weil, actually, manke Sommer oder auch fellow.
Okay, yeah.
Was Deidman Tadama fellow.
Uh-huh.
And I will be take home. And then I will take home in July. Then decide we will not say it's free in Africa.
Oh. So then you had a wedding in
winter.
Before you came back then?
Before
you
came back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see. And so her father was there then too?
Well, he went home first, you know.
Oh.
But the boat came to Manitoba.
Oh, yeah. For the wedding. And your parents too?
No.
Oh, just hers.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. Okay, and then you got married, and then where did you live then?
We moved to Houghton Center.
Yeah.
First we came back to Ontario here, and then we moved to Houghton Center. And then I worked in tobacco for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And we bought weight in tobacco at that time.
Oh, yes.
And then later on, 2 years later, I started to rent a farm and I started growing something here. But I didn't have not too good of luck, you know. I went away in the red, you know.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What were you growing?
Corn.
That didn't pay off?
No, because I tried to grow it too cheap, you know. So then I only got cheap too.
Yeah.
And anyways, we went. Then by that time, you know, after a year, you know, I had a kid. And then we went to Manitoba again for a couple of months after our second tribal war.
What year was that, you know?
I think that was 59. By the end of the year.
Oh, yeah.
We stayed there, about 4 months, I think.
You worked there then?
No, that was in the winter time. Yeah.
Oh, so you just visited?
Yeah, we were visiting, but no money. I couldn't get enough money to come down here. I tried to come back for 2 months to get money to come back. You know.
You could?
I couldn't. Finally, a boy came from Mexico, you know, and he bored me enough money to come down here.
Oh, my.
And I was tight.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
In the winter time, too. There was an old panel truck, you know. Baby from 2 months old, you know, one kid from just about 2 years old.
Why did you go to Manitoba? Just for a visit? Or?
Well, my wife's parents lived there, you know.
Oh, oh yeah.
And my wife wanted to go there.
To see the parents?
Well, to see the parents and while expecting a baby, you know. And they said it was such a good doctor. And we had a good doctor, too.
Yeah.
No problem.
Uh-huh.
So we had one child born in Altona.
Oh, yeah. And then you then managed to come back here and then start working again?
Yeah. Then I managed to come back here. We moved into Elmer here, you know. And worked for well in the tobacco factory.
Oh, yes.
But I wanted to get something else, you know. So it was a fella here, he told me, if I wanted to work for a little higher wages, like in a farm, he was paying 60 or 70 cents an hour, you know. And if I wanted to work for a dollar an hour, all I had to do is go to the welfare office and apply for a job, you know. They would give me welfare, and then the town would hire me for $1.10. So I went there, and I told him my whole history story, you know. And he wasn't. Then he gave me $50 in welfare. And then I went back to one guy that was working for the town. He said, "Just keep on doing it 2 or 3 times, you know. Then the town would give me a job, you know, some kind of construction, you know, small construction." But nobody wouldn't do that. I went the second time and he gave me another $50. I told him I didn't want that money here,
to work.
Job.
Yeah.
Now at that time they were still taking the keys from your car, you know, or the license plate, you know, you're just not supposed to drive, you know. They're supposed to, you know, but they wouldn't take mine.
How come?
I don't know. And he just told me to make sure you come in, regardless if you got a job or not, at the township. So anyway, we were living on Cavalry Road, you know, and I had $1.75 left. And that was all the money I had, plus $2,000 debt. The oil company and the fertilizer company.
Oh, yeah.
That was from over a year old already, the debt. And anyways, I went to Steinbach store. There was a Steinbach store there where the car wash is now. Just east of the car wash, where the hole is. And I bought the chicken, you know, we were going to eat one good meal yet, you know, for the less money we had. So anyway, I walked on Cavalry Road there, and there was a construction paving.